Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Adrian. I am your host, CEO and founder of Empower Me Corporation, and your podcast host, Adrian Graham. I am so happy you've decided to come back for episode number 4. Now, we're going to shake things up a little bit, so let me give you a disclaimer and sort of a warning right now. This podcast is about to get really, really raw. If this is too real for you, if you're not ready for the real world talk of business, if you're not ready to make some decisions, figure out who it is you want to serve, what your goal is, what your purpose is, and how you're going to spin that into a mega company, into a multi-million dollar company, into a powerhouse brand, into a mogul, then you might as well turn off this audio right now because I'm about to set it off in here. Thank you for joining me. Let me just start off by saying this. You all know I wrote the book, No, You Can't Pick My Brain. And I stand by every single word of that. I have many admirers of that book and of the article on Forbes. And I have some people who are not so happy with that because they feel that because I stand up for myself, because I know my worth, because I understand my value, and because I expect people to respect that, that I'm mean, I'm selfish, I'm arrogant, I don't care, I'm not really a giving person. All of that is nonsense. Let me tell you a little story. Once upon a time, I started a business and I made a lot of money and I was good at this business. It was a recruiting business. But then one day I got, I didn't want to do this business anymore. I felt I had a deeper purpose. So then I came up with a company called Empower Me. Empower Me was supposed to be this juggernaut. It was supposed to be just this motivational source of inspiration for women business owners, for women of color business owners, and then for business owners in general. My goal has morphed into being able to change the trajectory of small business to turn them into scalable, profitable, growing businesses that are now companies. That's right, because there's owning a business, and then there's running a company. Sarah Blakely runs a company. That's a mogul. That's someone who's built a brand. That's someone who has built an infrastructure, a real company, a real brand. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that small businesses are not real businesses. On the contrary, they are absolutely real businesses. But at some point, you have to stop and think about it. You have to say to yourself, what am I doing here? What is my end goal? What is my game? Who am I serving? My picture was not always clear. So fast forward, I'm running Empower Me, and all of a sudden, I'm a hit. I'm giving advice. I'm solving problems. I'm speaking on social media. I'm helping people with their everyday business issues and entrepreneurship. I'm speaking at events. I'm doing a radio show. I'm doing a magazine. I'm doing all of these phenomenal things. But guess what? I was a broke brand. Now, some of you know, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you know that I have this audio that I give out for free. It's not available for download. It's not available to the public. You have to be a subscriber to get this audio. And the audio is called, aptly titled, Don't Be a Broke Brand. Now, a lot of people say that it resonates with them and they understand it. But let me give you some insight into how that came about. You see, one day I decided to write an article for Forbes called No, You Can't Pick My Brain. And that article touched a nerve in a lot of people. It really, really got to the point where people were praising the article because they could not articulate what I was saying. They felt it. They felt the pain. They felt the words I was saying, but they couldn't articulate it. And that was the problem. They could not articulate the pain that they were in because they were serving, and we're all called to serve. We're all supposed to give back. We're all supposed to be able to make another person's life better. But when you're in business, you're in business to make money. And I wasn't making money. Sure, when I did recruiting and I had my recruiting company, I made a lot of money. But you know what? When I decided to switch gears and move into Empower Me, I stopped making the same money that I did. And I figured and I rationalized to myself, it's okay. You're doing what you love. The money will come. Now, how many of you heard that? I know you've all heard that phrase many times before. Do what you love and the money will come. Well, let me burst that little fairy tale for you. I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that, but you know what? Sometimes the money just doesn't come. And here's the thing, here's the kicker to it. The money doesn't come because they don't tell you that you have to position yourself to make the money come. So guess what? I was doing free consults. I was writing for free, wasn't getting paid. I was doing shows. I was giving advice. I was doing consultations. I was talking and teaching and doing all of this great stuff that's supposed to bring me some form of notoriety for being recognized for the skills that I had and the knowledge that I had. And I was on my way to feeling like, oh my God, I'm respected. It wasn't about the money, but then suddenly it was. Because guess what? While you're giving advice and you're doing all of these things for free to build your brand, as they tell you, and you're being passionate because you're waiting for the money to come, it starts not coming. And then you devolve. And then you become a broke brand. And that's exactly what I was. Now, I'm not bitter about it. Now, I don't know if you feel the tone of my voice makes me bitter or anything, and it's not. I just want you to get the point. I want you to understand, because I know there are tons of you out there who are experiencing this very same thing. And I'm telling you, it gets better, but you have to take the reins. You have to take control, and you have to make it better yourself. You have to start by sitting down and figuring out, what is my value? And by that, I do not mean, how much do I charge per hour? I mean, what price do you put on the results, the feeling, the relief, the solving of the problems, all of that, the results, everything? What is the price that you can put on that? What is the price that people will put on that to get that pain taken care of? That's what I wasn't doing. I was feeling my way through, trying to figure out how I was going to be able to serve as many people as I can, and trying to service everyone. I heard every sad story, every excuse, every, oh, I would love to work with you, but right now I just can't. It's not in the budget. And, you know, that's how it goes. That's exactly how it goes. And then the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. And pretty soon it becomes commonplace for you to have people telling you, I love what you do, I just can't afford you right now. Or to have people send you notes, I just have a couple of questions, I don't need a consult. And then it snowballs from there. So that's what I was dealing with. That's what I became a broke brand. My mortgage became due. Almost lost my house. I was wondering how I was going to feed my son. I had my bills falling behind. One day, and I'm being totally 100% real here with you guys, because I have nothing to hide. My water got cut off. Then my gas got cut off. Then my electricity got cut off. And that's when I said, you know what? That's it. I can't. And I sat down that day and I said, who am I serving? Who am I serving? Am I volunteering, or am I finding solutions and providing relief for clients? And right then and there, I had to sit down and really get tough with myself. And I had to say, this is a business. This is not a hobby. This isn't a side gig. This isn't something that I'm doing until I go back to recruiting. This was my legacy. This is what I was building. I built a company, a recruitment firm. I built twice. I built a recruitment firm that was very successful and very popular and very profitable. So why was I struggling this time? There was a different dynamic, because my customers switched from corporations to individuals. I felt I could help small business owners. And I fell into my own trap. The very rule that I tell all of you about, I violated that rule, which is know your target audience. So I had great content and I had all these killer tips and strategies and ideas and solutions, but they were targeting the wrong people. And take this for however you want it. And somebody out there may need to hear this right now, but your social media pals are not your clients. Yeah, if you want low hanging fruit, for the most part, that is not being disrespectful. That is being honest and truthful. Because Everybody will consume free stuff. The true test comes when they are ready and willing and able to pull out that credit card or that checkbook to use your expertise, to come to you, because you are the person that can solve their problem. So why are we acting like we don't hold that power? Ladies especially, why are we finding ourselves constantly banging our heads up against the wall because we keep running into the same issues over and over and over again? It doesn't have to be that way. I've had several conversations this week with people very close to me, friends, former clients, people that I know on social media that I've known for a long time. And it's all similar. I'm tired of people not respecting my expertise. I'm tired of people looking for a hookup. I'm tired of people asking for a discount. I'm tired of people assuming that they can think that my services, my company, what I offer is free, and it's not. So I ask you and I ask them, who do you serve? Who do you serve? Are you clear on that? What is your goal? Well, I told you guys a long time ago, my goal is a $100 million company. And I can't get there by giving away a bunch of freebies and all of this content is king and you can convert. Yeah, you know, a lot of my clients, the people that I'm looking for, they're out in the streets busting their asses, hitting the pavement, looking for funding, going to investors. They're trying to get customers. They're out there working it. They are not playing on social media 24 hours a day. Again, this is not a knock. This is the truth. This is raw and real. And if you're offended by this, you can turn this podcast off right now. But I'm going to keep telling the truth. My clients are people who are looking to scale their businesses. They're looking to step away from day-to-day management. They're looking to install a COO, a CEO, a CFO in their company. They're looking to build a team. They're looking to expand their brand. They're looking to get into new markets. They're looking to get distribution on, and they're looking to get shelf space. They're looking to become bestsellers. They're looking to become household names. They're looking to become brands. They're looking to become the next Sarah Blakely, the next Oprah Winfrey, the next Richard Branson. Do I have to go on? Those people are not hanging on social media 24 hours a day. So this is what I've decided to do. I'm going to continue my podcast because I think they're motivational. I will no longer do the educational top 10 things to do this task or this way to do this. It is strictly inspiration and motivation from here on out. Because you see, I felt myself excited about getting back into radio and podcasting, and I started slipping down that slope again. Giving away too much information. You know, I'll do Periscope. I love Periscope. I'll do podcasts. I love them. But I have to come back and rein it in and be strategic. The purpose is not to give you a blueprint for how to run your business. It's to motivate you and inspire you and kick you in the ass to make you say, I'm going to do whatever it takes to grow and build my company. I'm going to do whatever it takes to be an effective CEO. I'm going to do whatever it takes to be a profitable business. I'm going to do what it takes to be respected in my field and have the clients that need me and want me and need to spend, can spend the money to work with me to solve their problems. I want to be able to reach out to the people who are ready to take it to that next level. That is why I set up Incubate to Accelerate. Quick plug, ia.empowerme.org. If you haven't signed up yet, go ahead. It's not free. It's $4,995. But when you see what you get, it's going to turbo boost your company. And I do not apologize for the price tag on it. I do CEO advisory services. Those are for the CEOs out there who are ready to stop being a CEO in name only and start being an effective CEO and leader of their companies. My services are for people who are ready to take it to the next level and are willing and able and don't give a damn what the world thinks. That is what it is. You look at all of the successful people out there, they're killing it, and you're saying to yourself, why isn't that me? Guess what? That was me. That was me saying, why is this person so super successful and I'm still stuck? Why is this person killing it? Why is this person selling all these products? You know what?
I don't do info products. You know, I have a couple. They're not my staple. That's not a business model for me. I fix companies. I grow companies. I build teams. I groom CEOs. That is what I do. There's no info product that will do that for you. And that's why I've chosen the path that I have. Mine is a service business. And it is a very serious service business. And you have to be on a certain level to be ready to handle that. So again, I ask you, who do you serve? What is your purpose? Why are you in business to begin with? If your first answer is not to make money, then you need to reevaluate. And someone out there will say, oh, money's not everything. And yeah, you're right. It's not in certain cases. But money makes things happen. You cannot be a for-profit business and not make money. So money is not a dirty word. So you have to get confident in your pricing. You have to get confident in your strategies. You have to understand the mindset of your true customer and focus all of your attention and your energy into those people. And don't worry about the low-hanging fruit. Don't. And it's not disrespectful to anyone. It's disrespectful of you to disrespect your business by not setting standards and goals. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. And I hope that I've motivated you enough to want to at least have a conversation with me. Let's do a discovery session. If you're ready to turbo boost your business, if you're ready to take it to the next level, or even if you just need right now guidance as a CEO to put you on that path, set up a discovery session. Give us a call or email me at info@empowerme.org. We're going through a remodel of the site. So right now it's looking a little jacked up, but empowerme.org is the website. And you can always tweet me at Talent Diva. No, I'm not going to answer questions online or on Twitter and things like that. You know, when I do have my information sessions, I'll do them. But please know and respect and understand the fact that I am a business owner. Like Jay-Z said, I'm a businessman. Not a businessman. He's a businessman. You're a businesswoman. So be confident in that. Be strong in that. Go back tonight. Sit down. Reassess your business and figure out who you want to serve. Who is the person? Who is the avatar? The ideal person that you need to have as a client and that you wouldn't mind having 50 of those. Figure out how you want to scale your business and take it to the next level. If you have a product business, figure out how you want to get distribution or shelf space or expand into new markets. Those are things that real CEOs need to be thinking about, not keywords and Twitter and doing chats and things like that. You need to be focusing on real world solutions for your business so you can better serve your clients. I'm Adrienne Graham, CEO and founder of Empower Me Corporation. Visit my website at empowerme.org. Tweet me at Talent Diva or send me an email at info@empowerme.org. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.